The world around us is smart. We think your education should be smart, too. With the FlexPath learning format from Capella University, you can set your own deadlines and leverage your experience to move forward at your pace. Visit capella.edu to learn more. Capella University. Don't just learn, learn smarter.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 score to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't trying to go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace.
What's good? What's good?
We are in effect.
Definitely. We're back, everybody.
In the building.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for the continued support.
We appreciate you.
That we constantly receive here.
Yeah.
At Urban X.
Definitely. Shout out to you guys for always joining us. We appreciate you guys, man.
We do. We do. We do.
I'm saying.
Another week. More drama.
Not really. It's been a really quiet week.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. It's a lot going on. Again, we want to thank you for joining us here at Urban X.
Facts. Thank you, guys.
Our sale has been going well. Let's clap that up immediately.
Man. People have been getting their stuff. Somebody was talking in the chat that they got their stuff.
That's all a good thing.
People have been tagging us on Facebook that they got their stuff.
I've been seeing that.
You know what I'm saying?
People have been using the app.
Yes, yes.
A lot of people have been taking advantage of that 29, that extra 29% off.
I don't know why you wouldn't use that.
You know I don't know why you wouldn't use it. Maybe you didn't know, but we're letting you know now.
Yes, so.
It's 29 for 29, but if you download that app, which we have doubled our, app subscription.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the people who download
that. Clap
that
up.
Yes.
Let's get free. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, Brad. Continued support.
Always.
As always. So download that app. Make that happen. Because you got one more weekend.
Yes. The sale ends Monday.
It technically ends Sunday.
Because that's the end of Black History Month. But
I talked to Malcolm. He rolled it around in his head movies.
I crunched the numbers.
Crunched the numbers. And he said people get their bread on the first. A lot of people. So, we can give you an extra day to finalize that, and then that's gone forever.
Yes, that's it.
That's it until next year.
Until next year.
And then we do it all again, So, if you saw something you like, you get it.
So, for the people in the chat who also been asking about the intro music, because everybody loves our intro music.
Yes.
I put it in the chat a couple of times. I'll put it in the chat again.
Yes, so you can rock out to that anytime.
Yeah, you just download it to your phone. I got it on my phone.
Yes, so do I. So I rock out.
You know what I'm saying?
It's in there again. Boom. You know what I'm saying? So you can get that, pop it in, and rock out with us. That's hot.
Somebody asked for this shirt that I got on. This is a one-on-one.
That's a one-on-one.
This is a one-on-one, beloved. You know what I'm saying?
HSC Group.
This is what. If you came to the book signing, this is actually what
the staff
was wearing, what the team had on.
Right, right. The team had that on. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. We were uniformed.
Yeah, we were...
We were uniform.
Official that day.
We was official, man. We blew that out the water.
So how was your week?
Week was good, man. Week is good. Another week alive. Okay. Oh, that's for sale?
Oh, this is on the site?
That's on the site?
Oh.
Oh, okay. See, see.
Forget me.
Yeah, forget what Malcolm. He the CEO. He don't know what's going
forget
on.
Me. I don't know. What's in
right you hand might have to step the... down like the CEOs of Disney. Yeah, and
feel me? Right hand don't know what the left hand.
Yeah, doing. Yeah, yeah. So that is available okay. on the site. Yes, yes. So week was good. Any week alive with a family is great.
That'd be the first thing I'm grateful for. And I just
absolutely,
wake up,
absolutely.
It's another day to get better. Another day.
Another day to improve.
Yeah, another opportunity.
Me and wifey are going to go see Odyssey on Saturday.
Okay.
We might take Eli with us if he's in the mood and just touch her. You know, put our hands on her. You know, she away at college and, you know, she gets a little razzle. She has her job at Build-A-Bear.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I asked her a very simple question today and she was kind of offended. I said, what time do they make the money drops? She said, what do you mean, Dad? I'm like, have you been scoping out the operation? And she hung up on me, Dad, don't you crazy, don't. I'm like, you know, I can run up and build a bear and make that happen. Ain't nothing but little white kids in there. It ain't going to be no drama. It ain't going to be no shootouts.
Exactly.
Them little white ladies going to get on the floor and grab their little kids, and I'm going to be making moves.
Yeah, I spoke to Odyssey a couple times this week.
Good, good.
Yeah, because I was starting to feel bad because, like, when life gets ahead of you, you just start to...
And she don't like that. She called all her brothers out.
Yeah.
Wait, what y'all doing? Eli will send her some bread every now and then.
Yeah, I gotta send her some money.
Send her some bread.
Yeah.
Even though she got two jobs now.
This is true.
She working at the library, at the school, and she at Build-A-Bear.
This is true.
She need to let me hold something. All
right.
Since she don't wanna scope out the, you know, just tell me what time the drop come. That's all. Anyway, we love you guys. We are here. Philly's in effect. Indiana's in the building. Let me know where you're from. Virgo Nation, we always in the building. You know how that goes. Hit that like button. We can get the likes going if y'all in a good mood.
And we can get this thing going.
Let's get this thing popping.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, first news out of the week, Harvey Weinstein was found guilty.
Harvey Weinstein was found guilty. We did not think he was going to be found guilty.
Yeah, I thought he was like... The extra little, you know,
G-Rock, week, thank you, extra from
little,
L.A.
Thank you. The extra little weekend that they,
was cause for alarm.
Yeah, I was like, oh, they're gonna
let that usually go. Mean they, you know, they, you know, they wavering.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he didn't get,
he didn't get the most serious charges.
He didn't get the most serious charges.
Yeah, so the charges he got, they can finagle his way into getting like real minimal
time. And he didn't even have to go right to Rikers Island because he complained
that he had heart
have chest pains. So they took him to Bellevue, which is, you know, the wonderful world of white people.
Yeah.
Took him to Bellevue, and then he might go straight to somewhere else and bypass Rikers. Tim Johnson, been checking on your son's sports show. Really enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, because Eli's been working on it. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's been working on. We appreciate that, Tim Johnson. And he has a new co-host, Freddie, his best friend. Both of them have cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
They've both been best friends since kindergarten. A lot of people don't know that. And now his friend goes to a college very close by. So he comes through and, you know, these guys are sharp.
Yeah.
So I've been, my role has been reduced. They gave me a pay cut. Now I'm the moderator. And I just let them go at it. So I really appreciate that. You know what I mean? So back to Harvey Weinstein, he's going to bypass Rikers and go straight to a boys camp or something. Pause.
Or I think they're going to do something like real funny with the sentencing thing. He gets sentenced March 11th.
March 11th, he gets sentenced in 311. What is that, information?
Yeah.
Or is that 411?
That's 411.
411
is 311 is like health stuff.
Health?
Yeah.
Okay, so we maybe going to pull some health shit. During that time, get a break. You never know how this shit work up mathematically. Yeah. You know, how come Bill Cosby? Bill Kite came in there with a cane. He was blind for half the trial.
Mm-hmm.
And they just whisking his ass off. Why couldn't he go to Bellevue and hang out for a while until his vision came back? They move Harvey Weinstein without his walker. They just like, you won't be needing that. My nigga, where you going? You ain't going to be needing that shit. You know, so, Harvey, Oprah, she cut off her either Twitter, the comment section of her Twitter, the minute he was...
Instagram.
Instagram, the minute he was sentenced. What's that about?
Well, she knew. Well, she knew the storm was coming about her relationship with him and
yeah,
and Gail and stuff.
Like I saw Ava DuVernay's statement from back in the days.
Yes, that was super telling.
That was very telling. Where she like, I heard all the rumors, but I'm still a fan.
Yeah, that was
super telling.
That was gross.
I don't care how long you made that statement. The fact that you knew of his reputation and you're still a fan. So don't, how are you going to then start talking about Me Too and all the injustices that take place if you knew this man was committing heinous crimes, well, but you're still a fan?
She probably didn't know the extent. Yeah, I know.
If you in Hollywood.
That's a fact. No, I get it.
You know the extent of certain individuals. And they all kind of get down together with that. So we're going to see what happens to Harvey. I'm still waiting on the Epstein funeral.
That's not happening.
Still waiting.
That's not happening.
And let's see what Harvey does. In terms of
he's gonna get like a year.
They say he can get up to 4 years to 25 years.
Yeah.
So you know he's not gonna get 25 years. They're gonna find some loophole, give him a year. He'll be back up in Hollywood in 2 years' time.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Right. And the same way y'all caping for what's this dude who went to jail who didn't snitch, Smurda.
Bobby Smurda.
Bobby Smurda. Hollywood people gonna be caping for Harvey.
Yeah.
Harvey's back, y'all. I just saw a whole bunch of pictures of him and Jay-Z. It just disturbed me. I know, you know, it's a Hollywood thing and Jay had a company or was doing mm-hmm. business with this dude.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna shout out Dame Dash for punching, smacking this dude. Yeah.
That happened.
Because of his disrespect for women.
On the set of Paid in Full?
Yeah, on the set of Paid in Full. Yeah. So, you know, sometimes it just is what it is. And but, you know, Hollywood is a real weird place. So let's keep our eyes on what happens to Harvey.
I really thought he was going to walk.
I did, too. I did.
Really thought he was going to walk.
The longer it took, I was like, this don't look good. It really doesn't. Yeah. You know?
What you clapping about?
I'm drinking water. I pressed the wrong thing.
Yeah, what you clapping about, man?
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Apparently, Ava DuVernay has been blocking people for asking her about that comment on Twitter.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, really? Okay, so now she's bigger. She's so big in Hollywood now that she doesn't have to really deal with people who she normally would respond to. You made the statement, sister.
Yeah.
I respect some of the work you've done. So I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. But when you make a statement of that magnitude, you got to kind of stand by
it. At least answer to it. Because
yeah, you can say, well, that's not what I meant.
Or I
heard about his reputation of being a
womanizer.
A womanizer or a crude businessman.
Yeah.
But when you make a blanket statement like that, like I know what this is about and I'm still a fan.
Yeah.
Right? No disrespect. That's like me saying I'm still a fan of R. Kelly. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So not of his current charges. That's not what I mean.
Mm.
Meaning I'm not going to stop listening to music I've been listening to my whole life. I can't undo that.
Yeah, I was trying to explain that to somebody recently.
It's very hard to explain.
Yeah, because
it's like I'm not going to stop listening to Thriller because they brought Mike up on charges. That, you know, that's a part of the situation. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, because I was trying to explain that to somebody because it was a question floating around, like, can you still enjoy R. Kelly's music? And then some people were like, yeah, because if that was like your wedding song or something like that, you
absolutely
know what I'm saying? That's the memory you have tied to that music.
It's absolutely
not him.
And music itself is so synonymous with memory, our DNA, and all of that. So when you're speaking of that, it really takes people time to understand. Because for that matter, we'll start pulling everybody's coat.
Facts.
And a whole bunch of artists you've listened to, a whole bunch of songs, you have to erase half your goddamn life.
Yeah.
So in that sense, you know. Now his new music I'm not a fan of.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not. It's like he owned the frequency for a very long
time. No, but now his new music, even this is like, I want to say like the last 7 years, like his new music, now you know what's going on. So it's like, it takes on a different.
And he lost the magic.
Right.
You know, when I speak about artists owning a frequency, it was a very long time. He owned an entire frequency.
Yeah.
He might go down as the greatest R&B singer of all time. Don't at me on that, but start doing your history of how many people he wrote for, how many number one hits he's had, how much amazing music he wrote in R&B, hip hop, gospel, life music. It's a lot that goes into that. and you just got to deal with that. But in terms of, what was I saying now?
About what he's done or everybody else?
Oh, see, now I done forgot my chain of thought. I'm drinking water.
Yeah,
I swear. I swear. But back to the R. Kelly situation, it just is what it is. You'll be erased half your memory trying to, you know, but what we're talking about currently. His current, he lost the frequency.
Sure did.
There we go. He had a frequency like Lil Wayne had a frequency.
Yeah, he lost.
He owned an entire frequency. Now he looks like a homeless man. He like, he ain't get his dreads redone.
Yeah.
You know, so Drake is continuing, but starting to lose it. Drake owned a frequency for 10 years.
Drake is coming out with a new album, and I think he's going to kill it. I'm not going to lie.
You think so?
Yeah.
I listened to Royce the 5'9". Let's give that up. Royce the 5'9".
What'd you think about it?
I thought it was dope.
It was cool.
I thought it was dope, but it was diet woke.
The term we use over here.
I have to be clear.
Yeah.
You know, people was like, oh, he was going in. That's kind of like diet woke stuff, but his bars and his concepts.
He can always rap.
Right. Right, so, but people are acting like this is the, you know, the next best thing since, you know, Public Enemy or something. So, speaking of Public Enemy, what happens is it's kind of diet woke-ish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but I still thought it was dope in terms of the concept. It's time for somebody to really push the envelope. I listened to A Boogie with the Hoodie. Not my style of music, younger generation. Yeah. And it was pretty songy. Pretty songy, but yeah, pretty good. You know?
Well, I think he kind of just capitalized off the singing rap thing, like that Drake kind of started.
Yes.
And he just made his own little lane.
Out of it. And I think he's doing a really good job at that. I don't know how we got sidetracked.
I don't know how either.
Yeah.
Let's get to something else.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Oh, somebody asked you, Def Rocker, could you listen to Bambaataa since his controversy? How many songs does he have?
Planet Rock is so embedded in my childhood when it came to hip hop. You know, breakdance. I still was breakdancing when Planet Rock came out. So when it comes on, I still relive those memories. So absolutely. But he didn't have a whole bunch of hits.
And you wouldn't be going to a concert of his right now.
Well, I wouldn't be going to a concert now. Like when Zulu Nation used to put on the events, I actually showed up in an Adidas suit and a gold chain one time and really relived my childhood. But that's he had Planet Rock. You know, he had a one or two other. He got into a different style, a sonic sound that was more relevant overseas.
That's a good question.
So that's a great question. But that particular song, you know, it just hits when it hits. And I might even, start.
Next topic. This weekend we
bringing it back, son.
We started this weekend. We got together and we watched the Wilder versus Fury fight.
We did.
How was that? Like, what did you think?
I mean, he let that hillbilly beat the shit out of him.
Beat the brakes off him.
He let that runaway from the island of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah, he looked like Shrek.
Tyson Fury smashed that nigga.
Tyson Fury looks like Shrek.
He let a creature from Yakub's lab in the Isle of Patmos put his fucking hands on him.
Yeah.
He let this Caucasian from Caucasian Mountains beat the shit out of him. He let this Bigfoot, who they shaved down and taught to speak, smash his ass. He let the...
All right.
Yeah, jeez. He took a beat.
You let him go. But yeah.
He Thanos'd his ass.
Because, you know, and I wanted Wilder to win, but I was adamant in saying...
No, you said from the beginning...
Fury can box.
He was a better boxer, but I kept saying, because I've never seen neither one of these guys... I'm not a boxing fan per se, but all the highlights I saw Wilder was, if he catch you, it could be lights out. So I'm saying, this dude is 6'9", 270 pounds, talking about the hillbilly. Yeah. How fast and agile can he be? He's standing right in front of you.
He was sticking
in. Like,
moving.
You were supposed to be like, tag, 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 you're it. But for some reason, this hillbilly charged him. And was leaning on him.
And it just exposed Fury's, like, technical deficiencies. Wilder's technical deficiencies.
Yes.
He has no footwork. You can tell when he jabs, he's not jabbing to set up a combination. He's jabbing to only the measure.
Right.
To throw his they call it the eraser. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 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 absolutely. And I heard that the outfit he had on, which was dope, it was like some Moorish armor.
First of all, we got to talk about the guy rapping at the beginning.
Okay, who was he?
That's, Sir? That's his brother.
Who the hell is Sir?
He's on TDE, I believe.
Why couldn't he get somebody really famous?
I don't know.
He was trying to cut the budget down?
I don't know. It was just like, nobody in the crowd was feeling it.
Because
I didn't know the songs. So I wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, we was like, okay, who is this?
I was waiting for the chorus, and I was like, okay. The background pictures, always.
Yeah. Always dope.
Always dope. The
Moorish knight in shining armor piece.
That dope. Was cool. I liked it.
But it was heavy.
You could see it was heavy.
I said that before the fight started.
Yeah.
I said, yo, because it was taking them a long time to take it off. Mm-hmm. They singing the national anthem. He's trying to get this shit off. I said, what if something gets stuck and he can't get out of this shit? And the minute they took it off, he was already sweating. So I said to myself, that's a bad idea. Mm. You know what I mean? Now, I'm not saying that's why he got his ass whipped by a Yeti.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm simply saying, 45 pounds of extra weight on you.
Yeah.
Before this dude put his extra 45 pounds of weight on you, and he got hit behind the head.
So people are talking about the hit behind the head. I've also seen videos of, because a lot of people were saying Fury cheated because the gloves.
The
look
first
floppy.
Fight, it looked a no, little no, floppy.
I saw some clips from the second fight.
Second
as well.
Fight too. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not getting like so as a boxer. If me and you are boxing each other, my team can watch.
Yes.
Wrap your hands and put those gloves on your hands.
Yes, and then I go take a pee.
No.
Yeah.
No. There's no way.
How do you piss with the gloves on? Like,
you don't.
Getting pee on the gloves.
It's over after that. So I'm not... So either it's...
Listen, these people, these Yetis from other places have ways to shrink his hands...
Because
it was floppy.
So what is that doing, though? Like,
I don't know. See... I don't know what he's doing, but I just know it looked weird.
So,
I've been watching fights a long time. I've never seen Tyson wrist.
But I'm like,
flip.
So like, you get what I'm saying? So what is that? What kind of damage is that inflicting?
But why do it?
I'm not. Questions. Because I saw who was talking about this? Young Ferrer was talking about this. And I guess he kickboxed.
Sky Goddess Williams, thank you so much.
Donation.
Yeah, I believe he did an expose, yes?
Yeah, so I don't understand how a floppy, like, your hand in the, I guess because it's less padding, you get the whole fist?
I don't know, but I know he hit him in the back of his head very close.
Close, right?
Then once you get hit in your ear, your equilibrium is off.
Yes.
His ear was probably ringing the whole time.
I thought it was only close to the second round. I thought, because Tyson, Wilder got a couple of really good shots in that round, and then after that, it was over.
And his name is Tyson Fury, and he unleashed Tyson's Fury on the brother on Black History.
Nah, you didn't even see the best one. Hold on, let's see if I can find that.
He looked deranged.
They had a meme of Umar at the Breakfast Club. It said they had to unleash White Fury to keep the spread of African liberation from going wilder.
Yeah, clap that up. That's a dope meme. And I could see Umar, the way he talks. They had to release the White Fury.
Yeah, say it three times.
Fury. The White Fury. The White Fury.
Brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, that's true. And again, I'm surprised he lasted seven rounds.
I thought that should have ended round five. Because he wasn't even punching.
Then he fired Mark Breland
for
saving his life. Because
for saving his life.
He fired him for saving his life. Like, if you're my trainer, Malcolm, I'm going to put on a show. And then you have to stop this shit. And I got to say to you, why you stop this shit? And then we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, he was whipping.
Thanks, my nigga. That shit was crazy. Sort of like when you really don't want to fight somebody and your man is holding you back.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
So he saved his life because, he started licking his blood or simulating licking his blood. That's what Yetis and Bigfoot do.
That was...
He let this Herman monster whip his... He let this Frankenstein...
Yeah, that was...
Really, put it to him. Now, let's hope that he can... Take some time.
Yeah.
He says he's going to Africa, I hope, to get the juju.
He needs
to put the juju in the gloves and be like, pow, pow.
Watching heavyweight fights, you don't realize how good Mayweather is.
Yes.
You don't get hit. And I'm like, yo, these dudes want CTE.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And people are mad at Mayweather because he don't get hit enough. Nigga, I thought the objective of the fight was to not get hit. Lord, so Mayweather's mercy. Technical. He got this flat Stanley shit he do where he almost is like invisible. It's geometry.
Yeah.
In a weird way. Or the angles where I don't care how hard you swing, you miss him. You know what I mean?
Facts.
So with that being said, let's hope he goes to Africa. He gets the juju.
They already have a third fight signed up for.
I don't know if I'm going to watch that.
I'm not watching.
Unless he come back to Africa with the juju. Don't go to Africa to reflect on life. And no, they better hit you with the, put this shit in your gloves, homie, before the fight. And we'll get
but I'm saying, like, your team is supposed to wash him, wrap his hands, and put them gloves on.
Dude.
Like, Mosley, Sugar Shane Mosley, he was fighting that Mexican dude, and that Mexican dude was putting his wraps in the, I forgot what they was putting, but it made the wraps harder.
It cemented his shit
and
up.
He noticed it. He was like, yo, what's that?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So
you have to notice, but let's say he's double jointed, because he's a Yeti. He's not really a person.
Okay.
Ain't no 6'9 white boys, you know, so... They shaved him down, told him to speak. Maybe his hands have some weird deformity to him. Where once they wrapped him and he put the gloves on, he shrank them shits. And
we're going to talk about the coronavirus. Let's just, you know.
Right. You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
I'm just going to run it through my head movies, y'all. I don't know.
So let's talk about the coronavirus.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have the Heineken virus. But, you know. That's just me. Everyone has their preference. Okay, what were you saying? Yeah. Coronavirus?
Yeah, so apparently it's a lot of people are panicking over this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in life, I'm not seeing any panic. You get what I'm saying? I'm only seeing panic on the news.
Right, right. And see, what you're also seeing, not to cut you off, the effect that it used to have when they ran these news stories is different now.
Yeah.
Because we are woke.
Yeah.
And people are going, stop it. Mm-hmm. Right? And they said, black people, it doesn't affect the skin of black people.
Yeah. It's
so black history is back.
We're going out with a bang.
We're going out with a bang, baby.
We're going out with a bang.
Like, give it to me, baby. Put it on my hand, baby. That's the corona.
Yeah.
Word. This was fucking y'all up. Yeah, you know, so... but me understanding a little bit more about the virus.
But even though, so they're calling this an epidemic at this point. So there's been 83,048 confirmed cases worldwide.
Okay.
And around 2,800 deaths. So
okay.
That doesn't seem scary.
That seems like the flu.
Right.
Like every year, X amount of people die from the flu.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So it just seems like.
So it sounds like propaganda.
Another thing. You
yes.
know what I'm saying? Yes. Yes. That's kind of what I'm getting at. I'm not seeing any panic from anybody other European countries. I'm seeing videos of like bare supermarkets because people are stocking up and things like that.
Yeah, and people walking around with masks and stuff.
So I'm not sure.
The way I'm understanding that this virus works is I do a little reading sometimes.
Oh,
you know.
What?
Yeah, before the show, come on, I do a little studying.
Okay.
And it's sort of like, I don't like that shit. Thank you. I literally love you guys. I look forward to seeing y'all every Thursday.
You have a very...
You guys always give us a good show. Thank you so much.
You have a very misleading name. Thank you, though.
Oh, yeah. That's tough. I like that. So it's sort of like these spikes that come out of these cells.
Mm-hmm.
And these spikes, if they get caught in your nose, you only have like a sinus. But these coronavirus joints have a different set of spikes that really... clamp onto your lungs.
Ooh.
Then what they do, these fuckers replicate themselves.
Like cancer?
Yeah, so they start duplicating themselves off your DNA, so you can't really, like, they here for a while.
Oh.
They like, yo, as long as you living, we living.
Oh.
You paying the rent, we here.
Yeah.
Squatters and shit. So, you know, and, you know, it flies. So, you know, stop being around, you know, sneezy people.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Wash both your hands.
Yeah.
Because when Odyssey was a little kid, I asked her, did she wash both of her hands coming out of the bathroom? She said, no, I only wipe with one. Why would I wash both hands, Daddy?
That's hilarious.
And it's some hilarious shit. But it made me think. I was like, Technically, you're right. But wash both your goddamn hands. I wash the one hand I wipe with. So wash both your hands, that's ladies and gentlemen. You. Yeah, yeah, that's my daughter. That's how I know that was my child. That was some shit I'd say. She had me leave the room like,
yeah,
really?
So, I'm not sure because they haven't ruled it a pandemic yet. That's when
this is all out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but still, let's watch for the propaganda behind it. Mm-hmm. Somebody in Canada has it. Now somebody
it's like 80 some cases in California.
Yeah, California. Whoever's flying in from different places.
And again, if it was that major, wouldn't like they be more like security, like or more like screenings at airports?
Yeah, and some people are flying right in, no problems.
I'm confused.
Yeah, because it's propaganda.
Right.
And it's affecting the stock market.
Yeah,
market took crashed. A major crash.
All these businesses who are farming their production and things like that in China losing money. China itself is losing money. But again, there's been no protests. Remember we talked about the protests.
Absolutely.
All those protests seem to stop.
Absolutely. So is this connected to that? You got to begin to connect those dots. Is this shit? Because now the protest is gone.
Yeah.
Right? And Corona, I just don't go into hibachi right now. Thank you for all this love coming in.
Yeah, I saw a report that a lot of Chinese restaurants or Chinese stores, they're like, losing money. So again, and a lot of people are saying a lot of, you know, quote unquote racist things to them. So again, I was like, oh, that's messed up.
And taxis then, is like, nah, I'll pick up the black man. Hey, brother, where you going, Brooklyn?
Brother.
The Corona.
Yeah, but so then I was, I had mixed feelings. I'm like, damn, that's messed up. They had nothing to do with
this. I don't give a fuck.
And then at the same time, I'm like, yo, y'all probably don't like black people anyway.
They don't.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's why they got a plexiglass up to serve you fucking chicken wings.
That's facts,
you know right? Saying? We know how racist they are. So that's, hey, now you understand what we go through in this country when, taxis is blowing by y'all and then hibachi is empty.
And this is, so... I'm wondering, like, what's going to happen? Because if the stock market is crashing, I think the stock market is about to go into, the recession in 08. I think something else is about to happen.
Yes, because we're going to tie that into some other things coming down the line as well. Remember, this is a multifaceted propaganda things that go on. So they all happen simultaneously. You have the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. You have the stock market. You'll have the riots stop. You'll have some killings. All of these things to kind of keep you, disoriented. Then, Bernie Sanders and
the election time.
The election time.
The election. People don't realize the election
is right around the corner. Yeah,
it affects the market as well.
And that affects the market. So it's all in preparation for some things coming down the pipe.
Ooh, I ain't thinking about that.
Yeah.
Right, but we'll be back.
But again, this does not affect you. And me. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We just down here visiting for the ride. Never has this stuff affected us. Sure, if you have a few dollars in the stock market because you're being proactive in those areas.
Yeah, somebody just said it messed with their 401k.
We're going to talk about that because three CEOs left at the same time, resigned.
It's a few more. That's
right. So that's all going to be connected to that. We'll talk about that right after the break.
Yeah, we'll be back.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. Welcome back to another episode of Wheel of Fortune, sponsored by UrbanX TV. We're back here with the Black Dot from the Conscious Community. Is that Conscious Community?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Malcolm. Yeah, Hotep, Notep, the black man is God and the white man's the devil. I'm ready to win this money.
Okay, whatever that is. Okay, the puzzle for today is people who annoy you. Black Dot is on you.
Big money. Yeah. I like to buy a vowel. E and Y.
Okay, Black Dad, you have 30 seconds to solve the puzzle on the screen.
Oh, I think I know this one. People who annoy me. Ah, this is easy. I think I got this.
20 seconds, Black Dad.
Ooh, I'm not sure I really want to say it. Might piss a few people off.
10 seconds, Black Dad.
I like to solve the puzzle. Naggers!
Let's check. Ah! that was niggas. The answer is always niggas.
Shucks.
But don't worry, Black Guy. You walk away right now with a Shop Urban X gift card.
Yeah.
Get yourself some of these new threads.
Yes. Yes. Not going home empty-handed. Ho tap, no tap.
And we're back.
And we are back. One of our classic commercials.
You
know what I'm saying? Wheel of Fortune. Yeah,
do another one soon.
We're going to do some more commercials soon. Springtime coming. Get out here and make this thing pop off. You know what I mean?
So don't forget, we have the 29 for 29 sale happening.
Yeah, and we have Malcolm's book available. Urban Excellence. Right?
Yeah, that's there.
You can go to the site.
If you go to the site, you'll get a signed copy. If you go to Amazon, you know, you just get one of their copies.
Absolutely. It's up to you.
It's up to you.
It really is. So what's good, champ?
So this week, the CEO from Disney, Salesforce, MasterCard, and another company. Another company, Thomson Reuters, all stepped down.
On the same day?
Same day.
Wow. What are the chances?
Yes. Super high turnover announcements that happened. And I'm not sure what this means for if they know something's coming down the pipe.
But I'm asking, now it's time to use common sense. What are the chances of four CEOs of major companies, high rollers, all saying, yo, I'm out? Mm-hmm. What do they know? Mm-hmm. So somebody mentioned a 401. Thank you, Nasir Naeem Bey.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate you.
Islamism.
Somebody says you use the N-word too much.
I do?
Yeah.
Word?
Word.
Okay. All right. I'll keep that in mind.
Crisis coming as well because a lot of people are predicting that the government won't be able to pay out a lot of people's pensions.
Right. People are living longer. Hammer time. Thank you. Peace.
Thank you for donation.
People are living longer and the mismanagement of funds. Mm-hmm. So there is a lot going on in this country. So 2008, we saw a crash. Yes,
the housing crash.
Housing crash. We could be seeing what is called the pension crash.
Yes.
And that will affect a whole hell of a lot of people.
So now, that leads directly into...
Including me. I worked for transit for over 20 years. But go ahead. Continue.
That feeds directly into politics now with... Bernie Sanders, he's looking like the new front runner for the Democrats, mm-hmm. and a lot of people are saying he's like, you know, his policies are real. They remind you of a socialist,
mm-hmm.
rather than an actual Democrat. And then because he's talking, and then he's a lot of his policies, people are attacking his policies because one, they kind of just sound good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He's doing a lot of attack the rich talk.
Right.
And you would think that the way he talks, in my opinion, you would think that the only people who are living good right now are super rich people.
And that's not the case.
That's not really the case.
It's not really the case.
So a lot of his politics feed into that fear that, you know, let's eat the rich.
Here's the thing with that. A lot of Trump's politics dealt with the fear of a rise of a black planet. Right? You know, all these gays and Mexicans, blacks, niggas taking over. That was Trump's card.
That was his base, yes.
That was his base.
But his base is, a lot of people don't like to admit it, it's the majority.
It is.
People think black Twitter is the majority. It's not.
It's not. It's not. So there's a whole other world out there. But Trump played his cards masterfully in those senses. And the only thing you can... Bloomberg is doing the same thing. He got that billionaire. He's talking about I heard his campaign today on the radio. Yo, we did black people wrong in this country for so long, and now it's time for us to step up. It ain't going to happen in one day, y'all. But, you know, we're going to give a couple of cookouts. I mean, we're going to change some policies. And, you know, and I'm like, that's the card he's going to play.
Yeah.
So Bernie always has to play that card of he's against that all. And he's just about the people. And let's go after the rich. And it's not just rich people who are living well. A lot of people are living well. And it's really all based on your perception of life. Yes?
Yeah. What's the name?
Donnie Sherra. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for the donation. Because every one of these Democratic debates, they're getting like uglier and uglier. Like,
It has to, because now it's a sifting out period.
Yeah.
We got to get down to 2 or 3 viable candidates. It'd probably be...
Warren?
Warren?
Yeah, like, well, I think MSNBC...
Bloomberg.
I guess...
Sanders. Sanders. Those are going to be your 3. Free World Press, as always.
Thank you. Free World Boss, thank you.
Free World Boss, thank you so much.
Always. So, what was I about to say? That the Democratic, like, media outlets, like MSNBC, those, they're trying to push Elizabeth Warren to the front of the line.
Okay. Right?
If you hear the way they were talking, when, because Bernie, I think he won Nevada, I think that was, Nevada caucus.
Yes.
That just happened. If they were sounding like, it sounded like Trump just won the presidency. How everybody was so sad and depressed. That's how it sounded, because yes. Bernie Sanders won that, because they're trying to push Elizabeth Warren to the front.
John Legend is out promoting her now.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but I just thought I'd say it.
That doesn't mean anything anymore.
No, it doesn't.
Celebrity endorsements means absolutely nothing.
Absolutely.
Now. Except for when it came out that Joe Rogan might vote for Bernie Sanders. Internet went crazy about that. I didn't realize how much pull he had.
Yeah, he has a lot of pull. Joe Rogan has a lot of pull.
I had no idea. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, he has a lot of pull.
So we'll see what this is about.
But tying this back into these CEOs, I don't have any other rational explanation for that many CEOs. See what's coming down the pipe. Get out early. Cash their money in. You know, get their buyouts. Move on so the blood is not on their hands. But it could be a very a pension crisis, coming down the pipe.
Side note, there was a newspaper cover, I think, on the New York Post of, like, all the Democrats, like, with, like, even, like, machine guns, because they were going at it with each other. And they had Elizabeth Warren with a bow and arrow. And I think they were trying to be funny, because remember she said she was Native American?
Wow.
I don't know. That's just me. That's how I took it.
But sometimes that's how them cartoons work.
That's how I took it.
Remember, a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Yeah.
And how you interpret the picture... Yep, Elizabeth Warren isn't going to win. Of course she's not.
John Legend
is whack. Of course he is.
His first 2 albums were classic, though.
No, that first one was really a classic.
Yeah,
second one was okay.
The second one was good, too.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yeah, it had slowed down. Yeah, it had some good.
Had some
joints on there. I don't know,
okay,
man.
All right. Maybe you was in your feelings at the time.
I was like,
yeah, that happens.
I was like 11 when that came out.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, but that first one had some heat to it. Someone please help me understand why we vote. Yeah, that's a whole nother process. We know the electoral college, the whole process. We don't really deal with politics much here, just the general.
Yeah, it all feeds into, like, other topics that are important.
Absolutely. So that are generally important. Yeah. And we're always just trying to keep our antennas up because it usually connects to something else.
You don't want
to
be totally ignorant.
Right. So we kind of stay what's going on. Me and Eli used to watch CNN every morning and just go buck wild, you know what I'm saying, on the things we see. And so I advise parents to sit down for 20 minutes with your kids and, just kind of get them a little bit more worldly.
Have a general understanding.
And even though we know it's propaganda, show them how to feed through the propaganda and things of that nature. And I think that's always important as well.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Yeah, what did you think about... the Kobe Memorial?
I appreciated the Kobe Memorial. I didn't appreciate the fact that they didn't show his family, his mother and father love.
Yeah.
I really have an issue with that because Kobe wouldn't be here without his moms and pops.
Yeah, people, you see a lot of people hold on to things like that, even in death. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people's ugly sides come out. And I thought that if it was one thing I didn't like, it was that. You know what
yes,
saying?
Because at the end of the day, even if you religious, it says honor them mother and father. It doesn't say honor them if they did what you expected them to do. And I don't give people, I'm not with the pity party of my father left me and my mother this and that. You hear, you know what I'm saying? And you have an opportunity. Do you know what it took for you to get here? Now, if you get here and you have the two pillars, mother and father, to help you, of course, that's going to help you. But it doesn't necessarily determine. LeBron don't know who his father is. Jay-Z's father left him early. Diddy's father died. So there are so many people who I know personally who only have one parent. So when you come up with this, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do because I don't have my father, I don't buy none of that. Just like if you're taking care of your kids, you don't get no extra fucking credit for that. You know what I mean? You don't pat yourself on. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So I don't give credit either way. You know what I mean? You here, find out why you're here. Your journey, maybe somebody you need to ride in on one dick, and somebody else's duty was to raise you. Somebody planted a seed, maybe it was somebody else's job to raise that seed. And so it is so many other ways. So I say all of that to say.
That was a real graphic way to put that.
Yeah, well, okay. Hey, that's how you got here.
It was just,
right?
Slightly unnecessary. But okay.
That's how you got here, right? So to see them act like Kobe's mom's, pops, two sisters, nieces, and nephews were almost invisible, that just didn't sit well with me. Because you can't honor Kobe without honoring his mother and father. And I don't care what nobody say. So Shaq tried to back, you know, he got on TNT that Tuesday and said, I want to mention Stephen A. Smith did the same thing after the fact.
Yeah.
Now, Shaq had an opportunity because he was on the stage to say, I want to address and recognize Joe and his mother, Catherine, or whatever her name is. Did I just mention the Jacksons? Sorry about that. Joe Jackson and Kathleen Jackson. Sorry about that. No disrespect, but you know what I mean.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't even peep that.
You know, so acknowledge them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Acknowledge them because they had a presence in his life. And what their issues were was really, you know, over some money and some material stuff. And the sad thing about it is they probably thought they had time to, you know, work it all out. At the end of the story, we all going to be back together. And, you know, death don't work that way. Or, you know, the transition doesn't necessarily work that way. So, but, I thought Jordan was great.
Yeah, that was the best speech he's ever given.
That was the best speech he's ever given. Better than his Hall of Fame speech. Because it seemed like it really came from the heart. The meme jokes was funny. Yeah. You know, the wife getting up there and painting a different picture of Kobe that most of us don't get to see was riveting. Mm. Hearing from her for the first time moved me.
Yeah.
The fact that fucking Kobe learned how to play Midnight Sonata.
I haven't even been listening to that lately.
By ear.
Yeah, you've been listening to it.
I've been listening to it because I'm fascinated on how you can play a Beethoven song by ear, but it goes to show his determination learn something.
I also think there's something to be said about people like super high achievers.
Yes.
They're just kind of talented across the board. Like they can.
Not only that, when they lock in, they lock in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? And I think most of us would like, and he calls it the Mamba mentality. Most of us, if we just locked in to whatever we was after, if you're trying to lose 30 pounds, if you locked in, you know you could do it. If you're trying to stop drinking, you could lock in and do that. And what he represents, because he's a high, like, achiever, yeah. Locking in ain't the issue. It's, okay, I want to serenade my wife with this song, Midnight Sonata. Yeah. I don't know how to play it. He goes down to the goddamn lobby of the hotel and starts playing this shit by ear, and at 3 or 4 in the morning, hit Palenka up, and he's already got the basic keys of it.
But again, he's like, he had some type of musical trend, so you get what I'm saying?
I do, and most black people play music by ear anyway. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I just thought it was fascinating.
Fire. That's fire.
Because
fire.
He was driven,
yeah,
you know, to show his love for his wife in a way that I thought was amazing. So now Kobe's dope. And I guess it added finality to the situation on the date 224. And, you know, we had all that stuff going on.
His wife is suing the helicopter company.
As she should.
And the pilot.
As she should.
Yeah.
It's nothing personal. It's just business. You were flying in clouded situations and caused the death of a lot of people. So I believe the other families will do the same as well. Not that the money is needed for the Kobe family, but still, you know, they have to live on. And I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
And yep.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So I asked my friends this question, and they got, you know, got a funny response. So I asked them, I asked everybody what they're giving up for Lent. Even though I don't celebrate Lent, I'm not Catholic. I'm not.
Lent, that's what I have in my pocket right now. No, but I ain't got no bread.
But I always thought of giving up a vice.
Look at that. Look, there it is. Lent.
Yeah, I've always thought giving up a vice to better yourself in any school of thought is
interesting. Yeah, but I don't need to wait for someone else to tell me to do that.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
That's something we need to do all the time.
Yeah, that's a fact.
It's something we do here.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, wifey just told me she got to give me coffee because she's saying this coffee thing is, so she's going to give that to me.
Right.
We all trying to give something of ourselves to better ourselves and hold each other accountable.
Yes.
Like, yo, you said you was going to give me that. I haven't seen it. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's something we as a people, it's called sacrifice.
Yeah.
And sacrifice is such a bad name now because we automatically associate it with Illuminati, and sacrifice is what you're willing to give to reach your goals. Now, there is a hack to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you sacrifice somebody. Shit, that's us. You go to the front of the line. If you understand, yeah, see, Malcolm, that's how he going to get me on his Illuminati come up and give me some shit to drink, and I'm going to know what that means, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sacrifice 500 jumpers every morning.
Right.
That means while your boys is out, they got girlfriends and so-called regular life. You're sacrificing that to reach a particular goal. So sacrifice here is the name of the game. Because there's no mystery on the ones who are high achieving and the ones who are not.
I also wanted to talk about something as well, because I just read a story that there's a petition going out to shut Pornhub down because of the illegal content that's on the site.
They have illegal content?
Apparently it's on the site. But there's a lot of people who don't want that as well. But I've always believed that a lot of people's lack of sexual discipline is holding them back as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is why they say the gays in the music and movie industry do so well, because they're not driven chasing ass as much as we are per se. Now, there are multiple layers to the Pornhub situation. Isaiah Bryant, thank you, man. Because it is a portal. Yeah. It creates, I told you, the astral realm is run by sexual energy. And sexual energy generated all over the planet at one time creates these wormholes where entities come in and out. And some of them attach onto you. So while you're masturbating and you opening up these vortexes of energy to come through, and some of these things attach on you and they never let go.
Yeah.
You spend your whole life masturbating or watching porn and can never do nothing and not know that something is leached on to your auric field.
Yeah.
So because it's the number one search website in the world, right? You understand that's energy, and that energy is moving through up and down. So for those who need to get from here to there to manipulate time and space, that's how they're doing it.
Yeah, and then what was I about to say? I was thinking about how it was this book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Yes.
And it's a whole chapter based on that.
Not
based on the metaphysics part of it, but just based on the fact that a lot of people, like, there's people who know for a fact I can lose everything I've ever built for this 40 minutes.
Yes.
And they still do it.
So, and they still do
so
it.
It's just like, what does that say about you? Like,
it's
what
the
is
power
that?
Of the P, bro.
That's crazy.
Yo, the power of the P, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
It can end empires, right?
Yeah, literally. It can start wars,
the whole nine. Rockefeller.
Yes.
All right? Let's be clear, between Jay-Z and them.
Yes.
That's over some bullshit.
Yes, yes.
Don't get it fucked up.
Yeah.
So a lot of these things we understand at the end. Me and Eli just watched New Jack City. Because, you know, I'm bringing him up on some of the, you know, classic, you know, gangster movies. And what happened? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, Wesley was piping her girlfriend from She's Gotta Have It. Your man, Alan Payne, got in his feelings about it.
Yep.
And it helped bring down an empire. So, and then just on the general aspect of it, and I'm going to say this, and I don't want y'all to take this the wrong way, but when you reach a certain age, pussy is overrated. You know what I mean? Not making love to your wife. I mean, that's not what I mean. But the actual chase of pussy is overrated. Mm. It's too much time, too much energy,
money.
Too much money, too much manipulation, too many lies. It requires too much energy.
Mm.
When you're young, a lot of times you don't see that because you're in your warrior stage. When you get older, Fuck, a sandwich is equivalent to a little bit of box. A sandwich and a back scratch and a hot goddamn movie, that shit is equivalent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's when you get in your wisdom, you know, years, and but you realize how much manpower you lost chasing that power. You know what I mean?
How many just decisions or how many, like...
Everything.
There's people who are only trying to be successful to make money to get more women.
More box.
And then once you, and then a lot of people are unhappy because you realize you get everything you wanted. And you realize it's not really what you
wanted.
Dude,
how many times have you chased that? You got it.
Yo,
you knocked it down. Yeah. And the minute you knocked it down, you was like, this shit was a waste of my time.
Yeah. Oh, right? Man.
So, and you know.
What's that saying? Everybody's a catch until you get caught.
And everybody's like, a catch until you catch it, you know. So how do you think when y'all think Beyonce is this? You know, Jay-Z is probably like, yo, bro.
Yeah, I've seen so many women go, oh, my God, how did if Beyonce could get cheated? I'm like, yo, she's a regular chick.
She's a regular chick. You know what I mean? So,
To him, at least.
To him.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what I mean? So, because he done seen her in her worst, hair all fucked up, farting, nasty breath, the whole nine yards. So that's not a catch. So a lot of times the pursuit of that, especially high powerful men.
Yes.
Now, dudes in the street just doing that. You see the dudes who are a little bit more focused. That's why I always tell young dudes, when you find somebody that's worth your time and energy, hook them up. Because they're going to save you a lot of time and energy, and you're going to avoid a lot of bullshit. You know what I mean? Yeah. While your boys is running through relationship after relationship, they can't build a company. They ain't got no money. They running in circles. Just look at it. Look at the ones who got their shit together. They usually have a dope-ass sister or man by their side, and the ones who don't.
So, but now it's even harder to do that, to even focus, because social media, Instagram is just all day.
Right.
All
right,
day. Twitter, right. All day.
So Facebook. Your enemy is not just getting you and your woman in pocket. It's you, your woman, and social media or the influences.
Yeah, you just distracted all the time.
It's a big distraction.
Just like you're going down the timeline. It's like, damn, who that? Or, you get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And it's easy to just get caught up and lost in that.
Yeah, so the man who masters his life,
all these self-help books, all these self-help gurus, I feel like that is something that is not talked about
absolutely
at all,
absolutely
or enough. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, if a lot of people literally just discipline themselves sexually, like really just honed in on what their goal is and not,
but see, that's why. Every other TV commercial is promoting it.
Right.
Instagram, social media, the movies, because they have to keep it on your mind so that it becomes more of a challenge for you. Because this whole battle, ladies and gentlemen in the chat, this whole war is strictly about your attention.
Facts.
I'm going to say that again. This entire war is about your attention. Those who can focus and lock in, get everything they want. They don't blame the white man. They don't blame this. Those who can't focus and have scattered thoughts, the game is coming on, the concert, a coronavirus, this, that. Those who scattered and have scattered thoughts are the ones who are losing.
Yeah.
End of the story. Bottom line.
Somebody said dopamine. That's a fact. That's an issue.
That's exactly
that's the issue.
What it is. So trying to focus.
We're shorted out on dopamine. Yo,
with
crazy.
Everything that's going on makes it hard.
Yeah.
But look at the people in your life who always just focus on negative shit. You know what I mean? And not focused on a mission. And look at the positive people in your life. The ones who are winning, they're driven to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
They always are. This is not a mystery. We have made it multifaceted with so many different things. But at the end of the day, if you lock in, you're going to win. LeBron said he can tell what players can lock in for 2 weeks and what players can't.
Yeah.
That's why he's as successful as he is, because he knows how to lock in.
Right.
Right? So if you can't lock in, don't blame nobody but you.
Yeah.
Dr. Africa speaks on this in his book. I'm pretty sure he does. Shout out to Dr. Africa, one of my early teachers. Taught me a lot of things. A lot of things.
That's dope.
Yes.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So Jay-Z has been on his fight the power tip. Him and Yo Gotti and the team at Roc Nation, they just successfully filed a second lawsuit against the Mississippi Department of Corrections.
Okay, let's clap that up. Yeah, yeah. That's good things. Those are good things.
Yeah. And we didn't report on this before. He actually also got the NFL to commit $100 million. Didn't we talk about this?
Yeah, we talked about
that. We did talk about this.
Yeah, we talked about that. Here's my thing. Jay-Z has a lot of criminals around him, former criminals. And not that that bothers me, but it is what it is. So I don't know in what capacity is he now trying to, is he trying to say these people who were wrongfully committed around him? Or
I would only buy that if the rappers that he has, you know, still signed to him are rapping about something different. You know what I'm saying?
But they're rapping about the same.
They're rapping about the same thing. So it's just kind of like
it's hypocritical.
It just seems like you found another way to get a bag, and you're just milking it.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't want to say that because it sounds like I'm shitting on another black man for trying to do something positive. No, but we have to call it for what it is.
Yeah, so it does seem weird.
You know, it's a little weird. You got all these criminals around you, and now you in for criminal reform.
Yeah.
But yet the music that you're promoting as a collective really hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Now he's going to come out with Jay Electronica and give you his 444 Part 2 or his Watch the Throne album that's going to be more probably socially aware, because that's the vibe that Jay Electronica's on. And Jay-Z is the best at riding waves.
Oh, yeah.
He is the absolute best. And maybe after 10 years of culminating his skill set, Jay Electronica is going to come out and Jay-Z will be latched on that motherfucker like the coronavirus. You know, making sure he is taken to a next level. You know what I mean?
How you brought that back around.
Oh, well, you gotta keep bringing it back around. So you understand my point? So I'm done with Jay-Z in that sense, because your hand is in too many things, and it's become evidently clear that this is a money grab, and the money grab comes in many different forms. Sheep's in, wolves in sheep's clothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's keep that, you know, abreast of what's going on.
Okay.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Did you see a video of that little girl getting arrested?
Yeah, that disturbed me. To hear her, you know, ask for a second chance as somebody who is a father, all of these things, I'm like, come on. And I heard that this officer, he was finally fired, but I heard he did this on a regular.
He did this, yes.
This was his way of terrorizing kids. What is he, the fucking boogeyman?
Yeah, just like her little wrist and the little zip ties, like,
You know what I'm saying? Because that's enough for you to get fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Really bad by one of these dads who don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Don't mess with the babies. You know what I mean? Don't mess with the babies. Leave the babies alone.
So she, like, there's a book that talks about like how black girls are looked at in the criminal justice system.
Deontay Health, thank you so much.
And it's almost comparable to how black boys are looked at in the criminal justice system. To just black kids in general are looked at as just more violent and older as well, and that's how they're able to, you know, give them stiffer consequences.
Absolutely.
And things like that.
And even in the health field, like you mentioned, they don't give a lot of black women medication, and they die because they have this assumption black women are stronger. They are. But that's beside the point.
It's terrifying.
You know what I mean? Side note, I heard somebody say, well, J. Cole is down with the Roc Nation. Well, shit, it rains. What the fuck does that mean? What does that mean? That his company is a great company because he has J. Cole, who he didn't even congratulate when he went platinum. You know what I mean? So, you know what that is. So, yeah, this is a black man?
Yes.
This police officer here? Yeah, shame on him. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad he got fired, and I hope that he doesn't have any great luck in his life ever. And I know that's a harsh thing to say, but it just is what it is. You don't mess with little children and put them in police cars, because she had sleep apnea, so she probably didn't get the proper sleep, and then she's, you know, disoriented. You know, come on, man. That's a legitimate
6-year-old.
Come on, man. Yeah. You were supposed to just, first of all, who the fuck called the police? On a 6-year-old. That's another issue in itself. Yeah. Everybody should lose their job.
Yeah.
And the mother should sue.
I would.
I'm suing.
I would, yeah, for sure.
Mess with my little peanut shit. You're going to get it, goddammit.
You are tuned into the sounds
of Urban X.
Want to take some questions?
Yeah, let's get into some questions.
Let's get into this. Oh, real quick. Tyler Perry's nephew was found dead in his jail cell.
I heard, and they
but the family's not.
The family's not buying that.
Yeah.
So, you know, he had the good thing. Nothing good came out of that. But the good thing is, Tyler Perry has at least the resources. To do a thorough investigation, where a lot of us, we don't have the resources, and you know, we put up a little fight and then we go away because the system is big. But at least Tyler Perry has the resources to at least see what happens to his nephew, because I'm never committing suicide, ladies and gentlemen. If you heard anything of a such, it's a goddamn lie. You know what I mean?
Facts. I love my life.
My wife drives me crazy, and she think I'm gonna do it so she can get my money. It ain't happening. I love life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wish them the best. Condolences out to the Tyler Perry family, you know, for their loss in this situation.
Roz Hayworth, my condolences.
Somebody passed away?
Yeah, his nephew.
Oh, deep condolences, man. Oh, yeah, I'm reading it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, deepest condolences for that, man. Off sleep apnea meds?
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, see, these meds, man, you know, you got to be very careful.
So his nephew was in jail. Tyler Perry's nephew was in jail for killing his pop. So that's Tyler Perry's brother.
Oh, how? Wow.
So
this is getting deeper.
Deeper.
By the minute. Wow.
Wow.
Somebody asked me and you something I saw, and maybe it vanished.
What'd you think about the Red Table Talk with Snoop and Jada?
Snoop has to go on this campaign now.
Well, did you watch the whole thing?
I didn't watch the whole thing. I just watched the bits and pieces.
So I was informed that the whole thing was kind of the opposite of what was shown in the preview clips.
Okay, all right.
That Jada was actually understood where Snoop was coming from. But
okay.
In the clip we saw, it when it was...
See, that's this era. You get this soundbite.
Yeah.
And I'm guilty of it, too. You know, sometime in our fast life...
You know how many times I had to tell him, like, yo, that's fake.
Yeah, you know.
Stop doing that.
Fast life, you know, you see things and, you know, you're trying to, you know, grasp it all. So I need to watch the whole thing. But from what I saw, you know, but they have so much dirt on Snoop because Snoop is a part of that circle.
Yeah.
You know, he's still connected to the streets a little, but he's a part of that circle. And they was trying to say, you got to, as Tariq Nasheed said, get on code, bro. Like, what are you doing here? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So he may have folded. Can you speak on the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard situation? I think I saw something in the Daily News today.
So the last thing I heard was him, he had a recording conversation of her, and then she kind of admitted to beating him. I don't know where
beating Johnny Depp?
Yes. She was abusive to him.
Nah, I think something about...
No, that was the last thing I've heard. I know it's something that recently just
something
came out.
Recently popped off. Y'all gotta fill
some
me
leaked,
in.
Like some leaked text messages from him that he was saying something wild about her.
Something about killer or
like
burn up before. Burial, the shit got really crazy. And also, back to these CEOs. The Disney CEO, you know, that could be a part of a pedophile ring, too.
Ooh.
I need y'all to all understand, a lot of these CEOs are all connected, and Disney is a big pedophile hub base. Ooh. So him
allegedly,
coming down.
Allegedly.
So what happens is a lot of this could be from the pension piece, but it also could be you know, with the pedophile stuff, because a lot of this stuff is being uncovered now.
I saw someone on Twitter say the Harvey Weinstein. I think it was the same day when Harvey Weinstein got found guilty. They stepped down.
Could be something synonymous.
Oh, yeah, something all connected.
Yeah, and a lot of times we got to step back and we'll see it. Snoop been disrespectful in his absolutely. So yeah. I've never caped for Snoop, and I said that when I spoke about that situation, but I don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. He said something profound at that moment that I happen to agree with. Now, he didn't have to call her out of her name, but I agree with his message. Yeah. But I don't agree with anything Snoop overall does, because I told you, when I saw him bring them two black women out on dog leashes, I was done. It should have been over for me prior to that, but bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. The music behind that, speaking about music again, has and does something to you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So remember, music is the only thing that can enter your subconscious mind without your permission. You can't control the muse. You know what I'm saying? So him using that funk music from that era that we all grew up on, a lot of times the words don't synchronize until later. And then, you know, it is what it is during that era, because that's when the propaganda really started kicking in. NWA set it off. But that album by Snoop was critical with them bringing in, you know, changing the whole narrative of what hip hop would be in the future. And now it's way off the rails now.
NG Young, she asked, hey guys, do you think it's worth being a conscious MC if you will be ostracized from the mainstream media? I think it is only if you, we've talked about it a couple of times here, if you cultivate your own audience.
Yes.
Like, if you have 1,000 true fans, there's a study around it. All artists who have 1,000 true fans can make a living. Not saying how big that living is.
Absolutely.
But you can make a living.
But you do know, mainstream will never really, put it like this. Most people, it's easy to put out a song that's talking about bitches, hoes, in the trap, because that's most people's reality. So the music, the words, and the rhythm have a resonant frequency to it. And the lower the vibration of it, there are more people dealing with hardship, strife, bitches, hoes, shootouts, and trap music. So that music becomes the soundtrack to their lives. Now, with that being said, when you start speaking about conscious music, that's a very small piece of the community. That's maybe 5%. The poor righteous teachers in jest who can even understand that message. The key to it is you want to have it a high frequency, but you may want to have little drops that suggest that you're not too detached from the reality of your people.
So woke, but you take naps.
Woke, but you take naps. Is what we're trying to say.
That's what we live by.
That's what we live by. So I'm not going to get up here on this platform and act holier than thou and act like I don't go through my stages of my shit, because we all do. But you're striving. So the music has to be progressive in a lot of senses. Mm-hmm. It has to show I'm from the same hood you from. I deal with the same shit you deal with. But my solutions say I'm moving toward this direction. Those who just saturate themselves because it's easy money. Yes.
Yes.
It's easy money to just make music that everyone can agree with. That's easy.
But if you study the entertainment business and you study, like, you know, just rappers in general, and you see, like, these big concerts, it's like 10 rappers on one bill.
Right.
Because individually, they wouldn't be able to sell.
They wouldn't be able to sell, so they got to lump them all in.
That's why a lot of people don't like Russ, but that's what he was talking. That was one of the points he was making. He goes, I can sell out a venue by myself.
Right.
I can literally put out a tweet and say, I'm going to be here.
And sell
and
it out.
I can
out.
Sell it out because I have a fan base.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's with anything. Like,
the perfect artist back in the days was Nas. Because Nas was dropping science, but Nas also got these street narratives to say, this is where I'm from. Rakim was probably the best at it. You know what I'm saying? Of No the Ledge waking you up, but you knew that he was from the same streets you were, and we respected that. You know what I mean? So you don't get a lot of that in today's artist. You know what I'm saying? Maybe Kendrick Lamar is something similar. Speaking mainstream, now we can go below mainstream, and there's probably tons of artists who represent that aspect. You know what I mean? Shout out to Sa Rock, who's on tour with Rhapsody. Let's clap that up. And she was in New York a couple of weeks back.
Ooh.
And we didn't get a chance to go see her because she was in on the day we do our podcast.
Gotcha.
So I knew I wouldn't be able to see her. But she's doing her thing. She's going to get everything that she's worked for. Mm. She is a phenomenal, dedicated artist. I want to send my condolences out to Soul Messiah, who lost his dad. His dad returned to the Essence this week.
Oh, wow.
So my deepest condolence to her producer and partner, Soul Messiah. Very good brother. Very good brother. So we want to definitely send our condolences out to Soul Messiah and Sa Rock, you know, out here doing her thing.
Somebody asked, what bus did you drive? He didn't drive the bus in the Bronx.
I drive all the buses in Brooklyn. B-41, 46, 49, all of that, 35, all of that stuff in Brooklyn. That's how I learned Brooklyn so well and fell in love with Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, my wife comes from Brooklyn.
Roz Hayward, did I get your email? Probably did. I have to check. We've been busy. We've been busy over here with this sale.
NWA was the beginning of the Alphabet Boys op against the inner city kids, period. Absolutely. Absolutely. No qualms there. You know what I'm saying? Any other questions? Let's have some questions in here. Yeah, she is one of the goddesses of hip-hop, or what we call God Hop. Absolutely.
Water Sniper, what was your question? Because you just asked a question.
Water Sniper. Snoop should have consulted with Minister Farrakhan before he spoke to Jada. Yeah, I heard the minister had a few words, you know what I'm saying, on that. You know what I mean?
It says, would you look at the Gayle King Snoop apology and his mother as a mama's boy situation and sending him in front of the world, which shows Big Mommy still runs home in the community?
That's an interesting way to look at it.
Very interesting.
That's very interesting way. I didn't see it like that, but you can see, you know, that happening, him succumbing to Big Mama, you know what I mean, and things of that nature. Or that was the perfect way for him to apologize and keep his nuts, if he still has them.
I'm just tired of people talking slow and acting like it means something deep or profound. Like, yo, she's not saying nothing.
Yes, you're talking about Jada.
Yeah, she's not saying nothing, bro.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's just her style.
I'm tired of people who fall for that.
Yes.
Like, huh?
Absolutely. What do y'all think of the Nation of Islam? The greatest organization a black man has ever seen, according to Malcolm. And, you know, during his time, he said a few niggas messed it up. You know what I mean? But when you see that level of discipline, that level of brothers coming together for one accord, whatever that accord is, you know what I mean? I'm always in respect of anything that's going to clean people up and prepare brothers, you know what I'm saying, to be disciplined and spiritual brothers. Have no problems with any of that.
Somebody said, do you think Harvey Weinstein will pull an Epstein stunt if he's incarcerated?
I don't think he has to.
Me neither.
Because Epstein was going away for 75 years.
Yeah.
This is a small charge. Harvey beat the big charges.
Yeah.
So he'll go to the hospital for a little while. Then they'll bypass Rikers Island and they'll send him somewhere, fix him up in a year and a half, 2 years tops. He'll be back in Hollywood, and he's still going to be running Hollywood from where he's at. Don't get it twisted. Mm. You know what I mean? So, no, this is totally two different situations. You know what I'm saying? Because Epstein was running a pedophile ring. Now, they did have a new a pedophile ring. I think a guy from Canada, a fashion designer, had some island in the Barbados. Y'all in the chat know who he is.
In the Barbados or Bahamas?
And he had little girls shitting down his throat and all that.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah. The fashion guys, fashion woman's like husband or ex-husband.
Yes,
or something like that.
Yes.
I heard about that.
And so it really gets gross. The truth is stranger than fiction with these individuals.
Jeez. Somebody asked a question for you, something I want to know. Is there an expected date for the new book?
For my new book? I'm so far behind. I'm going to be honest. But I'm not starting from the beginning.
That's true.
I have 80 pages of the new book. I redid Urban Culture Decoded. Cleaned it up lovely. Yes. You know, so it's not I'm starting from the beginning. I just got to, you know what I got to do? I got to put my laser focus, Mamba mentality in place. No excuses.
Yes.
Great question. No excuses. I gotta lock in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if I lock in, I can get it done. You know what I mean?
Last week I said
Dot Electronica. I see you do the knowledge. My man Born. He called me Dot Electronica. It's always taking me years.
Yeah, that's funny.
To put stuff out.
So somebody said question. Last week I said Brian Henry Paperboy was openly gay. But I can't recall when he came out as openly gay. I don't remember. I just remember that conversation being on Twitter. That's why I said, don't quote me on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're starting rumors now.
Nah, that's literally what I remember. But don't quote me on that.
We here at Urban X are starting rumors.
Whatever. It'd be like that.
Yeah. So my man Dude of Knowledge has a new clothing line.
Oh, go check
right?
it out.
Right, go to Teespring.
We ordered some
things. Yeah, we ordered some things. It's coming. We'll be wearing that soon. Teespring DTK.
Somebody said, what's up with the audiobook, Malcolm? You're right. Yeah.
Laser focus.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I need to get on that.
Shit, we slacking. You know, yeah, and not to make excuses. We're a three-man operation, but it's a lot that goes in.
Listen, y'all see what we got going. We got a blog, clothing, YouTube channel. Now we on Roku, Fire Stick, and all. This stuff, it don't happen by itself. It got to happen with us.
It does. You know what I'm saying? It does. So, but again.
It's a lot. But no excuses, though. No excuses.
No excuses.
Mama mentality.
But we had that conversation this week.
We did.
We looked at each other and said, bro, we need 20% more from everybody here.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I mean? So everybody got to step up their grind. And we need you guys to stay on us, too, because we want to be held accountable.
Yeah, and we're gonna be, like, I don't know if people...
How tall is Dot? I'm 5'10". Please. I wear a size 13 shoe. Facts. Huh?
You don't look 5'10".
Yeah, I'm 5'10", with a 6'4 reach. When I play ball, my arms are very long. I got big hands and big feet.
But I was about to say something about the audiobook. Yeah, I'm going to get on that.
Yes.
I'm going to get on that.
As a part of building this empire,
we
got a lot of work to do. And more questions, or do we have more articles? Any more articles? Anybody heard about
nothing.
Byron Allen case? We haven't heard nothing lately.
Word.
So I don't know if we were being used for a few minutes and now... is gone, or they done worked something out behind the scenes, and some checks got cut.
Word.
And, you know, Byron ain't come out and say thank you to the people. You know, were we manipulated? Who knows?
Wow.
Because it all vanished. But that goes to show you the minds, you know, the attention span of black people in this social media era. 2-3 weeks go by, and we done forgot all about it.
Jeez. Somebody said, look out for Malcolm ebook. No, so the ebook is out. Like the ebook version.
Oh yeah, the ebook is out.
Just the audiobook. Just the audio.
Because you want the audiobook done in his voice.
And I'm not sure if, because I pull quotes from the people I've interviewed in the book. I'm not sure if I want to actually use that audio,
or you just do their.
I think because everybody's told me that I should use the people's audio.
If it's clear audio,
it's clear audio.
If it's very clear audio, because it's certain requirements with this audiobook.
Yeah.
I've been doing all the technical stuff.
Yeah.
So it has to meet a certain
it's clear
criteria. Byron Allen, a real coconut. I don't know what that means.
Oh, somebody said a woman who got killed after outing. So I didn't know that was her ex, but I heard about that story.
I heard. That was her ex?
I didn't know that was her ex.
And she walked in on him getting it on with his cousin.
Something like that,
Something like that. And she was about to out him, and...
No, she did out him.
She did out him.
And then said she wanted like $5,000 or something like that, and then she got killed the next day in traffic.
Did they find out who killed it? Did he do it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he would be the suspect. Yeah. Mass shooting in Milwaukee. I heard it was a black man who was being tormented at his job, a racist. You know, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Do I need to say more? Out there somewhere. And...
Killed five people and killed himself.
And I heard, you know, it was a lot of racist tension around that. And that doesn't justify what he did. So that's not what I'm saying. But I'm just getting bits and pieces of the story. And I heard it was all, you know.
Somebody said that wasn't her ex. Okay, yeah.
That wasn't her ex? All right, well, you
that's,
know.
Yeah, I didn't read
but,
that.
But I did hear the story.
Yeah, I did hear the story. Yeah,
I did hear the story, yes.
What else we got in the chat? What else we got? Somebody said,
can you do baby tees or onesies? Yes. We will do onesies, baby tees.
We can't do that. For the spring or summer?
We'll launch that, you know, in the spring. We'll launch the baby tees and onesies in the spring.
Yeah.
You know, yes. Let's talk about the corona. We did that. We talked about coronavirus.
Yeah, we came in late, beloved.
Came in late, beloved. Milwaukee is
so
racist.
So I
want
to take this time to remind everybody, you know, go visit shopurbanx.com.
Shopurbanx.com.
29 for 29 sale. And if you have the Urban Excellence app, you can get the code to receive an extra 29%
All right.
on orders.
This is the like check. I see 1,000 people in there. Only 423 likes.
Yeah, I don't think people like us, bro.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking. They don't know. Like people, that girl in Indiana had many people shooting after her. She had problems with several people in the area. Oh, so now it's a whodunit.
Yeah, wow.
Wow, okay.
I ain't gonna lie. I saw the video. She kind of looked like, you know, she had problems with people. The way she was talking.
Oh, okay.
She had to do picture on her Facebook headlines. So then you must be kind of...
Oh, okay.
Kind of ballsy to do something
like that. Yeah, I mean, you know how that go in the hood.
Somebody says it's a download, brother.
Yeah. Get colloidal silver. Yes, colloidal silver is really good for... I give it to my pets because his ass ain't going back to the hospital. We spent 5 racks to fix his ass up, and that ain't happening again. I like Bowser. That's his name. I like him. Not for that kind of money. So I've been doing colloidal silver. My wifey's going to get him some CBD pet snacks and shit. You know, that's the only chance he got in this month. All right, Dot, I hit the like button. Thank you. Oh, we up to 500?
Appreciate it. Right. Thank you.
Come on now. Hit that like button now.
So what else we got? Is that it?
I think that's going to be it.
Is that it? What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, nothing.
Yeah.
That's my kind of life.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, I'm going to see Odyssey.
That's okay.
I'm going up to the college and see Odyssey.
Somebody said, do you care whether Trump gets elected again or not?
No, really. It has no bearing on my existence whatsoever. I won't waste any energy with any of that kind of stuff. I talk about it on the show because, you know, for the sake of staying abreast. Oh, Philly Bill. All right, that came in. What's good? I'm good. We're coming out to Philly. We're going to Black and Nobel.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Shout out, Akeem. We're going to Black and Nobel.
We're trying to aim for the end of March.
End of March, we're going to come out there, set up shop, and, you know,
so just... in Philly, come out.
Sell some merch. Uh-oh, I heard something about transvestites.
What?
Nah, she had never told he swung both ways. Same problem with men and trans... Okay, all right. Transvestite is an old word.
Yo, you know, remember...
That's what they're telling me.
Remember what we talked about last week or 2 weeks ago when I said that if you ask a woman if she... Yo, so that conversation is happening. It was happening...
In real time.
On Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like people watch our show or something.
Yeah, and then it was women. It was like, nah. And I was like, see?
Yeah, women ain't having that. It was one dude, wasn't it a reality show?
Yes, it was a reality show on Netflix called Love is Blind.
Yes.
And it was a black dude, like the only black, I told you, like the only black dude on the show. And apparently he was bisexual. He experimented with men in the past.
In Death Out Loud, thank you.
And didn't tell the girl like until like much later. And she was like, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go, yo.
And she felt like, you know, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, you know, that's the world we live in now. And you have to ask these kind of questions. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I need to see your baby pictures. You know what I mean? What's going on? Why these dudes keep laughing at me when I walk down your block hugging you? You know, I need to ask all of these questions.
Somebody said, is Tyler Perry looked at as a serious threat to white America since he brought his own studio?
Only the proof is in the pudding.
I have to see a full body.
I got to see 10 years worth of work.
Yeah.
Because it takes about, you know, a couple of years. Now, I know Bad Boys was filmed there. Eddie Murphy's Coming to America. So I need to see if black actors and actresses start flooding there. And, you know, he becomes empowered because it becomes the alternate Hollywood. But that doesn't happen overnight. And that's the problem. We want everything instantaneously. It'll have to be a 10, 15-year period before we go, wow, he really put that in place, you know?
Somebody said, did you see Malcolm X's daughter talking about Nadine? I didn't see the...
No, I haven't seen what she had to say about the documentary.
Did you see the Candyman trailer?
I didn't see the Candyman, but I know a black woman directed that.
It's being produced by, executive produced by Jordan Peele.
It's being produced by Jordan Peele, but a young black sister, I'll have her name for you next week.
Oh, dope.
Or if the people in the chat already know who she is, you know what I'm saying?
They got the lead actor in that, he was one of the actors from that episode in Black Mirror.
Yes.
With the video game.
Oh. When I saw him, I said, ah, shit. When are we coming to Killer Cali? When that check is right.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Send that check to Moomy Media.
Facts. I've never been to Cali, so.
And you know what I'm saying? We will get that popping. Yes, we will. Nah, she is. He's no threat to Hollywood. Got that? Yeah, yeah. It's going to be decades. Hollywood wasn't built overnight. You can't take it down overnight.
Yeah.
Hey, Dot, when you dropping an album? Soon. I just got a hit Griff on the chat because I got to finish his song this weekend. That's what I'm doing this weekend.
Okay.
I'm going to get in my zone and work on Griff's song and get that popping. And when Malcolm and them, because they A&R the album, him, Eli, and Odyssey, and Marcus, when they hit me with the tracks,
yes,
I'm going to go in. But I will give you the title to the album. It's called Hip Hop Decoded. That's an easy one.
Yeah.
Right? Y'all want, I need to articulate where hip hop has gone, came from, and where it's gone. And I figure I'm the best person to do it. So I'm going to get that done.
So with that being said, everybody,
we appreciate you.
Sorry for the technical difficulties earlier.
Earlier, yes.
You know what I'm saying? It happens. Next week, we'll have like the different setup that we're going to be, you know.
Debuting.
And we appreciate you. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Don't forget to like.
Please like. How many likes we up to now?
549.
Ah, that's half the people in the chat.
5 dislikes. Forget y'all.
5 people don't like us
tonight.
Forget
y'all, man.
Okay. All right. That's cool. That's a good ratio.
It is a good ratio.
It's a good ratio. I'll take that ratio any day of the week.
You know what's crazy? I've never...
When y'all coming to Vegas, dog. Well, me and wife will be in Vegas,
I want to go to Vegas with my friends.
Yeah. Me and wifey, we're going to go to Vegas and hit the crap tables.
Not with y'all.
For a little while. But in terms of, if there are great venues that we can get on the road and do something really nice, we're willing.
Facts.
So, but you got to hit us up at urbanx.nyc@gmail.com and hit your proposal, and they will lay the proposal out. When you know, we ain't going to break the bank, but we want to be taken care of for how time, energy, and so we'll travel.
And follow us on social media. So follow UrbanX at UrbanX_NYC on Instagram and Twitter. It's the same handle. What's your handle on Instagram and Twitter? Because it's
Black Dot
on Instagram.
That's Instagram.
Yes.
Black Dot 1 and Black Dot _ on Twitter.
On Twitter. Mine is top_XTH on both Instagram and Twitter.
Nassif Al Kamasi, yeah. Colors did trip a lot of things into motion. It really did. Yeah, you know. And Ice-T is such a terrible actor. I was watching him in New Jack City.
I think that's how all actors acted in the 80s and 90s.
God damn it. Yeah. Yeah.
Especially rappers that acted.
But I respect Ice-T's gangster. I do. I do respect his gangster. He's been around a long time. That yesterday cut was fire. Thank you. Thank you. I'm reissuing the Walk With Me album because a lot of people haven't heard it. Me and wifey was listening to it last night. And for the first time, I'm digitally remastering a 1994 album I put out that the public has never heard, and it's dealing with the industry. You know, you're going to like that. Thank you so much. Oh, Facebook is Dwayne Bowser.
And mine is Malcolm X Bowser.
Let me put that in the chat now. Dwayne Bowser on Facebook. Bing.
Somebody say, yo, play that intro on the outro. No, but I will put the intro in the chat.
Yeah,
right,
we
now
don't want to kill that. You know.
So you can download that to yourself from SoundCloud.
Yes, absolutely. Ice-T is known for stealing scripts. All right, whatever.
So with that being said, everybody, thank you again for another week. We will see you next week. If something breaks during the week, we're going to see you then too.
Yes.
We're going to start doing breaking news videos.
Yes.
Apparently people like those, so we're going to start doing those.
Absolutely. And expect another Hulk.
Yes, we're going to do it. So you can send your questions in now.
Send your questions in now if you want me to answer anything dealing with life, health,
relationship.
One last announcement. You still got time for the DJ the Money Coach.
Yes, we haven't. So the webinar is happening March 4th. That's next week. So you still have time to sign up. The link to the webinar is in the description right now.
It's in the description.
So you still have some time to do that as well. We just talked a lot about the market and a lot about things that are happening. So you want to be protected. You want to have your money, you know, and where it needs to be. DJ is very, very knowledgeable and what he's very good at what he does.
Absolutely.
You can watch some of our past interviews and some of the testimonials from people within the Urban X community who have signed up with him. They really enjoy him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And I'm going to try to do an interview with Kamani Tate, who we call KT the Arts Degree, this week. I think it's the perfect week to begin a series with him with all the coronavirus yes. stuff. You know, just general concerns of what you could do. And I think he would be the perfect person to ask. So look out for that interview getting done this week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and with that being said, peace.
Peace.
Thank you, thank you. Welcome back to another episode of Wheel of Fortune, sponsored by UrbanX TV. We're back here with the Black Dot from the Conscious Community. Is that Conscious Community?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Malcolm. Yeah, Hotep, Notep, the black man is God and the white man's the devil. I'm ready to win this money.
Okay, whatever that is. Okay, the puzzle for today is people who annoy you. Black Dot is on you.
Come on, big money, big money. Big money, big money, yeah. I like to buy a vowel, E, and Y.
Okay, Black Dot, you have 30 seconds to solve the puzzle on the screen.
Oh, I think I know this one. People who annoy me. This is easy. I think I got this.
20 seconds, Black Dot.
Ooh, I'm not sure I really want to say it. Might piss a few people off.
10 seconds, Black Dot.
I like to solve the puzzle. Naggers.
Let's check.
No.
The answer, Black Dot, was niggas. The answer is always niggas.
Shucks.
But don't worry, Black Dot. You will walk away right now with a Shop UrbanX gift card.
Yeah.
Get yourself some of these new threads.
Yes. Yes. Not going home empty-handed. Hotep, notep.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on. God.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.